Welcome to Age of Minority, a podcast for youth about the gospel. I'm your host, Jaquel, here with my co-host, pastor, and dad, Sean.
Jaquel!
Hey, dad.
What's going on?
New year, new music.
Man, that is some funky tunes going on right there.
The groovy beats, as the kids say.
I can dig it. I mean, that old one,
You know what? It was good. Especially at the beginning.
Yep.
But then, you know, you listen to it week in, week out, and it just gets a little stale.
Needed something new, fresh.
Need something to spice things up.
Got to keep people on the edge of their seats. Exactly. They just never know what's coming in the new year.
Exactly. With new year, new you, new age, podcast, new everything.
Wow. Jaquel, what's going on, girl?
lots of things. Well,
I know, right?
Christmas has come and gone. The new year has come and gone. Well, I guess technically we're in the new year. New Year's Eve has come and gone.
Mm.
And so now when this podcast drops, I will be getting married in 78 days.
Wow.
And there's a lot you have to do for a wedding. So that's fun. And work is crazy busy. But life is pretty good. I have already finished one book. And tonight I'm going to finish another book.
What?
And so I am going to destroy my reading goals this year.
Are these books that you want to expose on the podcast?
What
are you
reading? Oh, sure. Well, normally I keep all my reading a secret.
Yeah, we never talk about the books that we read.
It's so terrible. No, they're two very different books. One is a book on negotiation called Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss, which Joe Carter rated as one of his top two or three books he read last year.
If Joe Carter rated it, then you got to read it.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's Joe Carter again?
Also, Joe's dad recommended it to me. Joe Carter for the Gospel Coalition.
But not Joe Carter's dad.
No.
Joe Ferris's dad. Yeah, so Joe Ferris's dad read it also.
Yes, and Joe Carter. It's super interesting book because he talks a lot about conflict, especially for people who don't like conflict, which is me.
Right.
And then I'm also reading this children's novel called Olive's Ocean right now that I'm just about done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neither of those seem theological at all. I'm terribly disappointed.
Dad, if everyone is a theologian, then every book can be theological.
I am reading, on the other hand, two very theological books.
What?
Yes, just started You Are What You Love by James K. Smith.
Oh, yeah. I did read the first chapter of that
one. It's fantastic. And also,
his daughter just got engaged. Fun fact.
Yes, I did see that. Yeah. And what's the other one? Oh, Beyond the 5 Points. That's some good stuff right there.
Is it tasty?
Oh, it's delicious.
That sounds like noise you make when you're talking about meat.
Delicious. Yes. Speaking of meat, Jaquel, great news.
Yes.
Big announcement for you today.
Is this what you were going to tell me?
Yep. Okay. On my way home today, stopped at the supermarket to pick up some dinner.
Yes.
I splurged.
Yes.
Yep. $7 per steak.
Whoa.
That's three steaks. $7 per steak because what's his name isn't coming over tonight.
That's
so I could splurge and buy some more expensive steaks.
Wow.
Yep.
Fancy.
So we're eating.
Living large tonight.
Yeah. Those steaks are going to hit the fry pan. They're going to sizzle. They're going to sizzle, man.
What an odd way to put that, but all right.
What? The steaks are going to sizzle?
No. It just seemed odd that you would tell us that you would include that fact, that you're going to put the steaks on the pan and they're going to sizzle.
Oh,
why would you say that?
Because I can picture the sizzle right now.
You can picture it.
Oh, when you got that pan warmed up and you just pop that steak in there and it sizzles.
What are we having with the steak?
I don't know. That's all peripheral.
Irrelevant.
Who really cares? Salad? Maybe.
Okay,
I don't know.
The
potatoes were rotten, so I had to.
That sounds like a code for something.
The potatoes were rotten.
The potatoes were rotten. You know what I mean.
No, they were literally rotten.
Okay.
They are now
continuing
to rot in the green bin.
Okay.
Yeah, for American listeners, a green bin is a place where you place food to be recycled.
It's a bin where you put green things.
No.
Which is sort of true.
Yeah,
it's our compost.
They can be green things. Yeah, it doesn't matter what color they are.
Yeah.
You know, they can be green, red,
purple,
orange,
brown,
yellow. Yeah.
Black.
Usually they're brown.
Yeah.
That's about it. But anyway, this is some exciting podcast material here.
Hard-hitting news right here.
Yeah. So, Jaquel, what did you think of the new music?
I liked it.
You digged
a lot.
I dug it.
Okay. I digged it, Dad. Yeah. I digged it.
It got my head. It got my head bopping a little bit this time.
That's good. Because the old music, our heads no longer bop.
Oh, the bopping had ceased a long time ago.
I know, and it even felt a little bit tedious sometimes at the beginning as we're waiting to get to when I speak.
Yeah. No. Another question I had for you. What day is it?
when this
episode No. What day is it?
Oh, you're going to reveal this.
Today? What?
Today's Thursday. Well,
Jaquel, we're not recording. This is not a live podcast.
I know. I just didn't know if you actually wanted to the listeners or tell them how unorganized we are.
No, it's not our disorganization. I've just completely lost track of time. I have no idea when it is, where I am, what is going on.
Well, yesterday was not Wednesday. It could have been any other day, but it did not feel like Wednesday.
I know. It's crazy because I just can't get back into the swing of things with the schedule and all that. So it is Thursday. This episode is dropping tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay, it's Thursday. So tomorrow's Friday. Then it's Saturday.
Then it's Saturday.
And then it's Sunday. Yes, and where will we be on Sunday?
We will be at church.
Oh, really?
We will, yeah.
Oh, are you sure the church is going to be open?
I'm pretty sure our church is going to be open. But, you know, not everybody.
Not all the churches are going to be open?
No.
Do some churches close on the Lord's Day?
Some churches do. Hmm. You know, one in particular.
Maybe we should talk about that.
We should talk about that. What do you think? Why not? Let's just go for it.
I think it's a great idea.
I mean, since you're just bringing it up right now, this moment.
It's just a random thought.
All right, let's go.
Well, here's my question for you, Jaquel. Should the church close on a Lord's Day ever?
No. Give me some more qualifiers.
You know what? Let's just leave it at that. I was going to add some qualifiers, but no. Here's the deal. Okay, so a very well-known church, a very large church, the Summit Church, pastored by J.D. Greer, closed up on last Sunday. They decided that because they had put on a huge Christmas Eve program at the local theater, and because lots of people are traveling over Christmas, they decided that the Sunday after Christmas Eve, they would have no services, no anything. And so this created a bit of a buzz.
Yeah, if you went on Twitter, it was all a buzz. A bit of a
buzz.
Not a sizzle.
So, there was no sizzle. This is the podcast of sound effects. We had a sizzle and a buzz. Yep. Anyway, there was people that were saying that was some bad news. And there were people saying, hey, what's the big whoop?
Yeah.
And so we thought, hey, let's just have a little chitty chat about it. Our idea is not really my idea anyway. Jaquel and I have not talked long about this.
Well, let's see. I could have a totally different agenda than you and try to.
We basically said, hey, this is a good idea. Let's talk about this on the podcast. And that's pretty much the prep we did for this episode. But my thought was, I thought maybe we should just be thinking about this a little bit more and considering what place the Lord's Day should have and how important is it and should we be closing up? And if we should be closing up, what are the reasons for which we should be closing up? Mm-hmm. So Jaquel, let me ask you, what do you think about what the Summit Church did? And let me just add in another tidbit here. J.D. Greer is the president of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Yeah.
The entire Southern Baptist Convention. So many other pastors are looking up to him and what he's doing, and they will emulate what he is doing. So I'm just going to throw that in there.
That, to me, added another layer to the disturbance I already felt.
Oh, you felt a disturbance. Jaquel felt a disturbance.
I did feel disturbed at the idea of a church, and particularly church leaders, saying that it is the Lord's Day, and to celebrate the Lord. There's just so much confusion here. To celebrate the Lord's Day in the best way that they have determined, we are going to tell you don't come to church.
Yeah. But Jaquel, you can worship at home, can't you? You can worship on a mountain, can't you? Can you worship at the park?
But the reality, as my mother pointed out. Oh, your mother. If you can worship at home that Sunday, why can't you worship at home the other 51 Sundays?
Oh, jeez. That makes people feel awfully uncomfortable.
It does. And I think, the fact that this is such a giant church that the leaders had to have known that this was going to get a lot of attention. If this caused even one other church to be like, maybe we should not have church on a Lord's Day, that we should encourage people to worship at home, that seems kind of disturbing to me.
Here's a question for you too. This makes me think about years when Christmas falls on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And church is canceled too. Did we ever talk about that on an episode once?
I think maybe.
Is this the same conversation?
I think it's similar, but it's also a little bit more, because this is where it's like the reason seems so lame to me. Yeah, like
the reason does sound bad.
Can I say that I do not want to slam this church and say that they're like not Christians. J.D. Greer is amazing. Oh, he's like done the church so much is amazing.
Absolutely. We're just taking something that they did and we're thinking critically about it. Yeah. That's all. We're not no slam on J.D.
No.
No slam on the Summit Church, but we do think that this was not a good decision.
Yeah.
And we want to talk about why. So carry on.
I don't know what I was saying next.
I tried to help you with your qualifications. I think that's very important. And I thought I made that clear at the beginning, but maybe I didn't. Well, our intent here is not to throw shade on anyone or any church. That's not the idea. Some of the Twitter sphere, even some that I follow, we're having some pretty harsh words to say. And I don't think that's especially helpful. But I do think that the reason that that was happening is because this really is a serious issue.
Yeah.
Because if you're saying to people, hey, look, you know, take this Sunday and worship at home, where are you going to stop?
Yeah.
Like, I know there's other, I've seen this. This is a common practice now, which mm-hmm. I don't understand. Where they say, let's take a Sabbath from celebrating the Sabbath.
Yeah.
Like, this is what they do. They say, lots of churches do. I saw a church in a neighboring province to ours, and they were having a Sabbath week. They were having no programs. And so their idea was, just like we take a Sabbath each week, we'll take a Sabbath of the year, and we won't celebrate the Lord's Day. Like, how does that even make sense?
That really seems like there's a fundamental misunderstanding of what the Lord's Day is. Like, first of all, that you're not realizing that, you know, to celebrate the Lord's Day is a privilege. Like, yeah. That's a gift, yeah. And a blessing that God has given us. And you're saying, no, I don't want that.
Yeah.
And even so, a friend and I were reading Ezekiel 22 today, and it was talking about one of the sins that Israel was committing was that they were profaning the Sabbath day.
Okay.
Now, obviously, we have a whole episode on the Sabbath. So
Did we do an episode on the Sabbath?
Yes, okay. We did. So whatever you believe about the Sabbath, the fact that that was a sin of great importance to God should cause us even to consider what today's Lord's Day, what that means to God.
Yeah, let me take what I think you're saying. You tell me if I picked up what you were laying down there. But I think the point you're making is that even if you're not a Sabbatarian, even if you do not think that what takes place on the Lord's Day is an application of the Sabbath command, even if you don't, you still believe that we need to meet once per week,
yes,
to have worship. You might not even think it has to be on Sunday as the Lord's Day. Maybe you're, you know, but the point is that you still believe that it's important to meet once per week.
Right.
And somehow it doesn't seem appropriate to say on this one time, let's not meet.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, if we're saying that is of serious importance to Christians, that God cares about that,
right,
then why would it just become not important, or God would stop caring about it for one week?
Yeah, and this is one of my, this kind of brings up another one of my concerns. And one of the things, and I watched the video in which the reasons were given for why they were. And one of the things was, you know, stay home and enjoy time with family. Mm-hmm. Well, hold on a minute here. What about all of your church members that don't have family living close by?
Right.
Or what about the importance of spending time with your church family?
Yeah, exactly.
Like the bonds with your church family, in some respects, are stronger than your bonds with your blood family.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, of course, with some of your blood family, those relations will, you know, I mean, one day, they're not eternal.
Mm-hmm.
Those relations are not eternal. And so the people that you meet with each Sunday, each Lord's Day, are people you will spend the rest of your life with.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Christmas can also just be a really hard time for people. So there are people that are lonely, and there are people that are grieving. And Christmas, this season where we like emphasize how much, you know, people are spending together, like spending time together in relationship with other people, for the people that are by themselves and are already going through kind of a dark time, to say like, hey, let's not gather together and mutually build up one another this Sunday. That seems really, really harsh.
Yeah, I happen to be preaching on Hebrews 3 This week, Hebrews 3, chapter 12, or verses 12 through 19. And it says, encourage one another daily while it's still called today, mm-hmm. so that none of you is hardened by sin's deception. People need to be encouraged. We need to be encouraged by one another's company.
Yeah.
We need to be encouraged by the gospel. We need to be encouraged through the gospel songs that we sing together. And that just seems, it seems inappropriate to say, hey, we're not going to do that because, hey, things are just busy.
Well, that's another element to it. Okay, so this is the season where we are celebrating the incarnation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a season that mm-hmm. is not really about us at mm-hmm. all. This is a season really where we should be, you know, spending more time in God's word, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
And to say, like, even just the teaching element of it, to say, you know what, I don't need a sermon this week.
Yeah.
I don't need to be taught from God's word
mm-hmm.
during this season where we're celebrating the gospel. Mm-hmm. Like, whoa, that seems so weird.
Yeah, it does. Now, let me ask you a question. Is there ever a time where it is appropriate to cancel a Lord's Day service?
So, instinctively, obviously, I want to say no. I can't really think of a situation where I would say yes. I mean, maybe if somebody gave me a good situation.
Okay, what I would say is that there are certain situations in which I believe that we are providentially hindered from being together on the Lord's Day, so that we have canceled a service before if the weather is so bad that it would be incredibly unsafe for people to come to church.
Right.
Right? Now, that and how many times has that happened in the 9+ years that we've been here?
I can't remember the last one.
I was going to say it hasn't been a handful.
No.
It hasn't been a half a dozen.
Because there have been times, because we live so close to the church and there are a couple other families that live so close that it's been like just us.
Yeah, where if I can get there, we'll have a service. And if you feel it's unsafe for you to come, then feel free to not come.
Yeah.
But we're going to offer some. And that kind of leads me to what I think would have been a better way
mm-hmm.
for the Summit Church to go. We're talking about this church because it was a recent happening, and it's a well-known church, and the pastor there's the president of the Southern Baptist Convention, but I know other churches that do it, so mm-hmm. I'm just talking about them, but in their situation or in other situations where maybe you are very how shall I say it? Like the ministry team is spent and they've labored hard mm-hmm. and you don't want to have your full choir, which of course we don't have a choir at our church, but you don't have a full choir and the pastor has to be at a convention the next weekend. And these are all things mm-hmm. of course, is particular to this situation. But say you're thinking, oh man, we need a break. Well, fine. You know, maybe scale things down.
Yeah.
You know, all you need is one person to lead singing. You don't need any accompaniment.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a choir. You don't need special music. You don't need the most polished, perfect message by the lead pastor of the church. Have somebody else preach a message and offer something. I remember one of the critiques, and JD did get a lot of critiques,
mm-hmm.
and some of them, as I said, were very nasty and inappropriate and not necessary, but some were asking honest questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Mark Dever asked one question because he was a bit confused about if they had campus locations and a main location,
mm-hmm.
because they said there's no services that are campus locations. And so I think his thought was, maybe they're having a service at their main campus, their main location, and anybody who wants to have a service can be there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, fine, if you want to, you know, if you're burnt out and you want to take the break, fine, but also we have something available. But to not have anything available.
Exactly.
I think it's problematic.
And that also seems problematic that if they don't have anyone else that can do this, if things have
in a
become
massive church
a little bit more production centered,
yeah,
then that just doesn't really seem like a great reason to cancel church.
Yeah. Our whole point in talking about this is, and again, I mean, I don't think we have too much more. I mean, we believe in local church autonomy.
Yeah.
So they can decide to do whatever they want. We are not Presbyterians.
Yeah.
So I mean, in a Presbyterian situation, things would be a lot different. But in a Baptist setting, that we believe in local church autonomy, so they can do as they please. Now, there is question about whether or not it... I think somebody posted something from the Baptist Faith and Message.
Oh yeah, I think Mark
talks
Never
about
did.
Worshiping on the Lord's Day, and so there could be an issue here. I don't really know how that all works, but I mean, us being confessional
mm-hmm.
and holding to the 1689, there's clear precedent there for celebrating together on the Lord's Day, and there would be a problem if we didn't. And I would expect, I mean, it wouldn't be a unilateral decision. I don't know how they make decisions at at Summit Church, but at our church, it would have to be a decision that's based on, you know, that comes from the elders board. Mm-hmm. And it would have to be a decision that's in line with our confession.
Right.
So anyway,
I think for me, the biggest thing is just that this whole decision, it just kind of denigrates the importance and beauty and joy and goodness of worshiping with God's people on the Lord's Day. Like, I think I saw somebody making a point of how different this would look in a closed country with a persecuted church who, you know, they are under, like, the severest threats to gather together to worship each Sunday, yet they do that. And to have a church in the West who's like, you know what, we're just kind of tired. We're kind of, mm-hmm. you know, everybody, we just did a big thing for Christmas. Just don't come and worship. Like, that seems like it would be unfathomable to persecuted Christians.
And that's exactly the angle that Tom Askell took in his article, which we will post in the show notes. I think the article was called "To Worship or Not to Worship is Not the Question."
Yeah.
And he talked about what happened at the Summit Church, and then he talked about what's going on at the Early Rain Church in China.
Yeah.
And how they have determined that they don't care whether they're taken to jail. I read this one account of this couple, and they were taken to jail and told that they weren't to worship, and they were like, not we're going to worship.
Yeah.
And they sang together there. And I mean, it makes you think of Paul and Silas in the Philippian jail, right?
Exactly. Well, you look throughout history, like all of church history, like this idea seems so countercultural to the way that, you know, the church has always lived and worshiped in accordance with God's word.
Yeah. And what it says to me, and this is the point I want to get across, and you mentioned this earlier, is that we have lost sight of the fact that gathering together on the Lord's Day to worship God is an extreme privilege.
Yeah.
And why is it that we would not want to take advantage of that privilege? And it's not to say that sometimes it doesn't require some discipline. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think especially like our church, we have a lot of young families at our church. And sometimes when there's runny noses and it's been a long week and it is
hard.
It takes hard work. Not as much hard work for you and I because, I mean, especially in our situation, Travis has moved out of the house and you're soon to move out of the house and I get to get up and just kind of, you know, leisurely get ready and get in the shower whenever I want. I don't have to get the kids ready and I mean all of these things. So it's not to say that it doesn't take some discipline, but I think that it will require less discipline if we can realize what a great privilege it is to worship together with God's people each Lord's Day. You know, I mean, we can disagree about how whether we should meet three times per week or one time per week or you know, whether we should get together in the morning on Sunday or in the evening or all of these things, but I don't think that any Christian is going to disagree with the fact that it's important to get together at least once per week to worship the Lord together with God's people.
Yeah.
I think we can agree with that. Like, I think there are obviously implications about the Sabbath and the application of the Sabbath and all of that. But just set all of that aside because there's much disagreement over it. I think we can all agree on that. And my hope for this episode was that our listeners would just see what a privilege it is. And they would look forward to worshiping together on the Lord's Day.
Yeah.
And so, there you go.
Yep.
Anything else?
No.
Okay, cool.
Cosine.
What's that? Cosine. Cosine. Well, that was a good conversation. I think we covered everything I wanted to cover. I had thought a few things and I've kind of been, I haven't read any articles. I know another podcast did an episode specifically on this. They did a bonus episode, which I haven't listened to yet.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to chat with you about it and I kind of figured we'd have the same view on it. So like I say, hopefully it's been an encouragement and where can people, go to church on Sunday. Absolutely. Where can people find us online, Jacob?
They can find us on our website, ageofminority.com, our email list, which is also on our website, and on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We are Age of Minority everywhere. And if they really want to help us out, give us a little New Year's gift, because that's a thing.
Absolutely is.
Then they can head on over to iTunes and rate and review us, because that just means the world to us.
But only after you go to church.
Only after you go to church, or before. Like, I mean, you still have 2 days, Friday, Saturday, and then Monday through Thursday.
All right, until next week, Jacob.
This has been Age of Minority.